In time for Anzac Day tomorrow, Scott Morrison today pledged over $60 million to help veterans return to civilian life. If re-elected on May the 18th, the Coalition intends to spend $30 million building veterans wellbeing centres across Australia. The centres would provide assistance in multiple ways to ex-servicemen and women, and over $16 million would be provided to Veteran Services, Soldier On, Team Rubicon and RSL state branches. John King is president of the ACT branch of the Returned Services League, the RSL. The Wire's Catherine Andrews asked him about his reaction to the announcement.
The veteran community and the ex-service community would think that that's a good thing, but it virtually matches what Labor has offered in the past.
What has Labor offered in the past?
About the same thing for resettlement programs.
What do you think this announcement is in response to?
I believe the announcement's made on the basis of it's the two parties fairly well matching out each other's offers to not just the veteran community, but by and large to the public community.
How will the funds be distributed? Will the RSL be in control of the distribution?
No, the RSL wouldn't be in control. It would be administered by a government department like Veteran Affairs or the Department of Health, who would set up the wellbeing centres in the regional areas.
A lot of the money is going towards these wellbeing centres. What will these entail?
There could be a variety of programs that are currently in place assisting the ex-service and veteran community with counselling and psychological services, an ability for them to maintain a fitness level, both mentally and physically, so that they can settle back into the community. And it would also involve, I would think, an ability to assist them in seeking employment.
Is this one of the main goals of these centres, to help them gain some more employment after service life?
Yes, I think everybody leaves the service with a different level of training and ability. Sometimes those abilities and trainings need to be polished so that they meet the criteria of a civilian employer.
How great is the need in the veteran community for wellbeing centres like this?
In the regional areas, it's most important. There's not much in the way of services in regional centres, and of course our people come from regional centres as well as the big cities.
What do you think would be best outcomes as a result of the wellbeing centres being implemented?
I can give you one example. Servicemen and women don't have Medicare cards and don't need them because they have free medical, but when you say to a person who's separating, you need to go to Centrelink and do an online thing to get yourself a Medicare card, that is a big stunning shock to them, that they have to go through all these different processes to get their bits and pieces so that they can fit well into the civilian community.
Is this a common occurrence, like when they leave the service to return to civilian life? Is it common for them to find it difficult to deal with these things like Medicare and all sorts of other services?
It's something that they don't have to worry about whilst they're serving. For example, if you need to go to a doctor, you just go to the regimental aid post and there's a doctor and there's nurses, there's medics. If you need dental treatment, you just go to the dental unit. And, I mean, you are looked after. But if you separate from the service, well, first you've got to find a medical practice that isn't full so they can take you on as a client. You need to find a dentist. And all of those things are pretty alien to a person who's been in the service for 8 or 9 years.
Do you think these centres will help veterans feel like they're well cared for?
I think they'll be great in a regional centre where somebody who's separated can go to a wellbeing centre and point out what their difficulties are so they can be shown, well, here's a list of local doctors that will take you on as a client. This is the local dentist. All of those things will be local information. Whereas our people are very well versed in looking at things online and doing things like that, there are also a lot of servicemen and women who would prefer to sit down with someone and do a face-to-face introduction back into the community. This is where you go to get this, this is where you go to get that. All those kinds of personalised information. I mean, to my way of thinking, I'm an old soul. Computers and online items, you never know if it's true, and it's impersonal. I prefer to sit down in front of someone and say, well, here's my problem. How do I deal with it?
John King, president of the ACT RSL, speaking to The Wire's Catherine Andrews.